Guide us, O thou great Redeemer. We are weak, but thou art mighty. Hold us in thy powerful hand. Give us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all ours, with 10,000 beside. Amen. Take a seat. Much that I want to talk about is on our new website, and I just want to sort of spend a couple of moments sort of pointing you through some of the changes on the new website. So the vision that we have, is the vision that we've always had, but different parts of that vision and different parts of our church life are now available to see on the new website. So, and you can look at this on your mobile phone, you can look on this on your tablet. If you go to the old website address, it will immediately now take you to the new website. If you go to the About page, you'll see that there's a huge amount of detail about St. James's Church. But the place where you probably most likely go is to the What's On page. And on the What's On page, there is stuff about the services that are coming up, stuff about the different activities. You'll find the newsletter there, and you'll find our services there. That is the page that is most routinely going to be updated. Some of you may be interested in our photos. There are two galleries of photos. One is called the Archived Gallery, and there's loads of photos on there of people I have no idea who they are. Okay, when we searched through the and sorted out the office, which hasn't possibly been sorted out for quite a while, we came across a huge number of photos. Some of them are labelled, and some of them have details. But there's lots with people and names and details. There's a fantastic one of the boys or men's Bible club. That's the South Broom Football Club from 1957, I think it is, or something like that. There it is. What a great picture. They're all wearing blazers in that Bible club there. And there are a couple of familiar faces, aren't there, Bernard? But what would be great would be to add some more photos to that, if anybody's got any more archived photos and also if people could tell me who those people are in those photos, so we could actually identify them and put those details on the website. Why have we developed a new website? And for that matter, why have we changed the notice sheet? Because we want to be a church that is open, accessible, and welcoming, that gives information to those people on the outside about what is important about what we do here on a Sunday, to enable us to talk about the good news of Jesus Christ. So you'll notice on the notice sheet, just to sort of point to two or three different things that have changed there. If you're on the inside page on the bottom left-hand side, there's an opportunity there now, if you have a prayer request, to write down that request and put it in the black bucket bin by the door. There's an envelope there. And that prayer will be said in the morning when we gather together every morning at 8:15. We will pray that prayer for you. And also, if you turn over at the back there, just in case you ever hear anything useful at church, there's an opportunity within that box there for your take-home message. What is it that you've heard today from church to take home? And also, if you're new to St. James, there's a bit there for you to fill in. We're trying to make this news sheet more useful and more welcoming to those people on the outside that we want to bring to a living faith. to the vision. Joseph, do you mind if we turn that off now? Is that right? We'll come back to that later. Most of you possibly won't remember the APCM, but if I remind you of the bacon butties that we had that particular Sunday, that might draw your attention to the annual meeting that we had. And we talked about the two readings that we've had, the two great sayings of Jesus. And I said, what type of church is St. James Church? Are we this kind of church? Are we that kind of church? And actually, what I realized it's come down to is that we are a church of the greatest commandment and the Great Commission. And you can take that, those two great sayings, and break it down into four criteria: to love God, to love neighbor, to go out, and to make disciples. So when the PCC got together a month later in June with a couple of other key people from the church that were involved in different aspects of church life, we looked at our future and we looked at everything that we are that we currently do, and we looked at it against those four criteria. What does this mean? How does this help us to either love God, love neighbor, go out and make disciples? And there's so much that we do already, and so much that we will continue to do that helps us to do those things. Our worship here on a Sunday morning, helping us to love God, singing those first two hymns, reminding us of the character, the faithfulness of God. The noise, the pastoral work done by our LPAs, going out and loving our neighbour. The holiday club that was run over the summer with so many volunteers from this church. Going out and telling people the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's the stuff that we formally do here collectively. But there's also everything that we do in our daily lives. Our workplace, our home, where we have the opportunity to love God and to love neighbour. How we live our lives, more importantly than anything else, will draw people in to the Christian faith. So on that PCC away day in June, we looked at everything that we do. We looked at what it is we feel God is calling us to do, and we looked against that four criteria of loving God, loving neighbour, going out and making disciples. And what happened with everybody involved in the conversation was a huge amount of discussion and questions and comments were raised. And just let me give you a taste of some of the questions that were asked, because the questions that were asked on that day were great, they were real, they were honest. How do we reach out to those who are comfortable and don't feel they need Jesus? Because that is the reality of actually how it is for a lot of people around us a lot of the time. They've got the stuff they need. I'm pretty comfortable. I'm all right, mate. I look after my own. How do we reach out to those people? How do we ensure, how do we continue to ensure that our worship and our prayer is honouring to God, and that our worship, our choir and our worship groups flourish? How do we connect with the kids that go past our church twice a week from Devizes School, and yet we have no connection with them, apart from when I occasionally tell one of them to put their cigarette butt in the bin? How do we do church so it works for the outsider? How do we communicate well the message of Jesus Christ? How do we disciple busy people? How do we serve the most needy in our community and in our church family? some really good questions, and there were loads more good questions that were asked. You know, and the way to have dealt with this was probably for me and the PCC and a couple of select few to go away and try and work through this and actually get nowhere and be able and actually have a limited effect and a limited impact upon this life of this church and the mission and ministry of this church, or to actually ask the best people to be involved with answering this question, to ask you lot. So that's what part of the vision is a strategy, an approach to how best to answer these questions. So at the back of the wall, there are some pieces of paper that were not normally there. And they introduce something called scratch teams. And scratch teams is just an approach. It's just a way of working through these questions. But what they are a team that exists temporarily to answer one specific question. And the idea is that I'd encourage you to go at the end of this service to look at those questions and ask yourself, which one of those questions am I excited about? Which one of those questions am I interested in? Which one of those questions do I have gifts or talents or experience that would actually help answer that question? And some of those questions are the questions that I've read out, but there are also some more questions there. And the team exists temporarily. It just looks at that one question and it helps St. James as a church to best do its mission and ministry. Does that make sense? My hope is, my feeling is that you'll be tempted to look at those and to sign up to those because they're not everlasting and they're not looking, you're not joining a committee that's looking at a whole range of things. You're looking at one particular aspect of church life. You may not be interested in Devizes School and the kids there, but you may really be interested in how we make the choir flourish at the 9 o'clock service, or how we communicate well to those on the outside the good news of Jesus Christ. If that's where you're passionate, then that's where you should sign up. And if you, I know for people here that might sound daunting, but go and read those questions. And instead of signing, and you feel that you know your time has gone where you're going to commit yourself to being part of a group to look at these questions, then in your mind, sign up to one of those and say, I will pray for that question to be answered. That will be my commitment to this mission and ministry. I will pray for that question to be answered. I think that this approach will help the gifts of this church, the individual gifts of the people in this church, to flourish. I think it's in line with the priesthood of all believers, that we all get to contribute something to the future of this church. In the early church, every person played their part. And I don't need to tell you that, because St. James, that's what you do. You play your part. And this is actually in some way formalizing something that really already happens. Scratch teams, without using that name, all already exist. So the team that got together to deliver the Christmas meal last year did that and then dissolved. The team that's got together, and it was the people that were enthusiastic about it. It was those people that had the passion for it. They went and did it, and they had the gifts and talents for it. The people that have got together to ensure the restoration of our bells, that's a team that's got together to answer one particular question, to resolve one particular issue about our church ministry and mission. And that's what their focus has been. And in the future, we can address more of the questions that have come from the PCC Away Day. But also, you can pose the questions. You can pose the questions, make suggestions, which can be considered by future scratch teams. So, at the end of the service, go to the back. Have a look at the questions. You'll notice that there's already somebody assigned to be a coordinator that's going to supervise and oversee that particular group's work. how you address that question, the deadline to which you work to, that's up to the team. We're going to leave you to work out how best to do it. But there is a sense of urgency with all those questions. And we're going to leave those lists up for about 2 weeks. Age is not an issue. Where you're at in your faith is not an issue. It wasn't for Jesus when he called the disciples. But each question needs to look at which part of those four criteria they're addressing. How does this help us to better love God, to better love our neighbour, to better go out, and to better make disciples? And we can be creative. We can take risks. We can seek God's will. We can use our experiences, our gifts and our talent. And we can pray. Now, this is just an approach. It's just a method. And having cleared out the office and gone through previous incumbents' documents, I'm well aware that you'd have sat here and heard approaches and heard methods before. You know, there's nothing new under the sun here. Okay, Chris Tebbit, I was looking through his one, it was excellent, about 15 years ago, brilliant stuff. You know, you'll sit here hearing another vicar with a new approach, but it's just an approach, and I'm not wedded to it. It's a means to an end. But I am wedded to wanting to see this church bring people to faith in Jesus Christ. I'm absolutely wedded to that. I'm wedded to seeing lives transformed, to see disciples grown and nurtured, to see church members loved and cherished through difficult times, to making a real difference in this community, in and through the name of Jesus Christ, to showing that Christianity is about life before death as well as life after death, and that it has something life-giving to say. I am wedded to the idea that the Holy Spirit does mighty things in our ordinary lives and in our ordinary days. Most of all, I am wedded to the idea that the good news of Jesus Christ is still good news. And I think, St. James, you're wedded to the same idea. That's just an approach to meet that vision.